This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Normally, I get this gentleman's partner in justice, and that would be Stephen Stambolia, but he's busy. I think he's having tile aid tonight. And he told me that for the questions I was asking him, this would be the man to talk to. So joining us now is attorney at law, Alan Beck. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing. So my question I put to Alan, and I don't know how this is going to shake out because there's a whole lot of moving parts to this, but he's going to try to explain this to me. Hopefully I'll understand it while he's explaining it to me. You get to listen. So here we go. My question to Alan was, since they have ruled that President Trump can't block certain people on Twitter because it's a forum, what does this mean for the rest of these social media forums if they can't be? Now, Trump sued them himself, and I think that was part of the crux. It's the government doing the suing. But explain to me, because we've got the thing happening with Dennis Prager, and we got a whole bunch of things moving around in this.
Well, what's happened? They talk about the Trump case first. That was a case out of New York that was recently ruled on by the Second Circuit. And they were dealing with President Trump's official Twitter page. And there they were asking whether a social media platform is similar enough to a traditional public forum, maybe the best example of that being, say, a public park, that the forum should be allowed, should be protected by the First Amendment, even if the platform is actually owned by a private entity. Now, what the court there found is that since there's government funds being used to maintain the actual Twitter account, regardless of whether it's Twitter itself is receiving public funds, and because the president was making official policy statements on his Twitter account, that this was enough to make his Twitter account constitute government action. And because it's government action, it needs to comply with traditional First Amendment protections. And in this instance, because at least from reading the court records, I personally don't look at Twitter. The president, or at least his staff, was selectively deleting comments and blocking people based on the nature of their the content of their statements, based on their political content. That was considered selective deletion, and And the court found that the government was violating people's rights to free speech in that instance, and that was unconstitutional. I think the best analogy to a situation that I think most people are going to be very comfortable with is, say if there's a public park, if 100 people show up with Trump signs and 100 people show up with Obama or Bernie Sanders signs, government has the right to tell all of them to go home, but they can't tell the people with Trump signs to go home and allow the Obama people to stay there, or vice versa, because that would be a selective discrimination based on a viewpoint. Now, that's a little bit different. Are you following me so far, Bill?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's a little bit different than what's going on in the social media context right now that we're a little bit more familiar with. I mean, I think most recently in the news is Tulsi Gabbard has filed a lawsuit, alleging that Google has violated her First Amendment rights. Now, there is a Google obviously is a private company, and traditionally, the First Amendment does not apply to a private entity. It has to be the government. Now, there is an exception to that, and that's when the government is operating within a traditionally when a private entity is operating like a traditional government function. For example, there's a case called a Marsh, where if a private company takes over just all the attributes of a town, it they have to comply with traditional constitutional guidelines. And as you mentioned in your opening, there the courts have dealt with this in a case brought by Dennis Prager or Prager University, and the lower courts have found, the trial court has found that that is that YouTube, in this case, this year's deplatforming, is not enough of a is not analogous to analogous to a government function for that exception to take place. And I think that's the right analysis. We got to see what happens at the Ninth Circuit. I believe it's August 26th. The Ninth Circuit is going to have oral arguments on the Prager case. And what I think has a little bit more of a little bit more bite to it, and both the Tulsi case and the Prager case allege a violation of, is a violation under the California Constitution. The California Constitution has already...
Okay, I tell you what. We got about 45 seconds left before you go into this, because I want this to get out without interruption. Simply because it is sort of confusing with all the moving parts in there, but I want to get that broke down. Now, Alan is the lead counsel on the Young case. He and Stephen have been creating quite the stir in the legal world with the Young case, and that's quite interesting. Right now, the Young case is on they're holding it up until they decide the New York case. I want to ask you about that too. What your thoughts are on that? We'll be right back. My guest is Attorney at Law Alan Beck. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Sorry about that. Talking to Attorney Alan Beck, I got a question for you, Alan, before we go on any further. If a private company sets itself up to be the dispenser and disseminator of all information, how long, and if they're controlling it? I mean, they had one guy that was talking about the way Google handles certain things could change the direction of between 2.5 and 10 million votes. Now, is that a regular private business when they have that kind of power in the public?
Absolutely not. And so far, Supreme Court has only found a private company that operates as basically a public town is something that can be regulated under traditional constitutional guidelines. However, there are a host of federal laws, such as the Sherman Antitrust Act and others that show that, maybe either the jurisprudence needs to be extended, because quite frankly, these types of companies did not exist in years past, or we need to engage, just like we did with Bob Bell, trust busting. I mean, it's right now, I don't think it's a tenable situation to have stuff like Google, which, let's just be honest here, has an agenda. It's maybe the company itself may or may not have one, but definitely the employees. This is up in the Bay Area where, people think a certain way. It's not like how we think. And they have a bias and viewpoints, mostly viewpoints we would endorse. And I personally believe that something needs to be done because it's a threat to our republic. That said, just based on what's already been done by the courts, I don't think that the current lawsuits are likely to be successful unless the Supreme Court decides to extend what it's currently done pretty significantly in a way that I don't see. I think this is more a job for Congress.
Do you think, is it going to take, both the Democrats and the Republicans seem sort of hot on this. I mean, Elizabeth Warren wants to go after them like they're Carnegie and Ford. So, what do you think about that bipartisan approach that's coming out of there? I don't know what the left's motivation for that is, by the way. So,
I think it's being able to hit a certain amount of critical mass. I mean, it's why I see it's the out of the best word, but the far ends of both parties are beginning to see that you just can't have one company based, a very small amount of people who own it operate essentially, an oligarchy. And that's what we're going to have in this country is oligarchy that controls what the vast majority of decisions, if they control the information and the output to the general public. And I personally am heartened by the fact that in the past couple of years, there's been growing bipartisan support on doing something with Google. And it's, I think it's high time that, I think one of the bigger issues also, and this is why you're seeing candidates on both sides tend to be at the further end of both spectrums, is, typically companies want to play safe. They'd rather have more moderate candidates. Say one thing about Warren and the other end, someone that deeply support President Trump, they want to rock the boat. And that's scary if you're already very well in society. And Google would like to maintain the status quo as much as possible. So I think that's why we're seeing such a bipartisan support, the bipartisan support from the far ends of each of spectrum to find some sort of resolution to this. I think something's going to happen in the next couple of years, but it's most likely going to be through the legislature, not the courts. That said, we have there's other. Do you want me to discuss the California constitutional issues, or?
Well, yes, I do. But we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Then we got two long segments. So after that, so we can get into that.
I apologize. Steven's normally the one. He has a lot more experience on the radio, so I just work on my pace a little more.
I get that. I knew when you and I discussed this earlier today, we were talking about how this might get sort of dull, but at the same time, it's. Do you think this is as vitally important as I do?
Oh, this is absolutely important. I mean, if you cannot disseminate information to the public, how can you have a democracy? Simple as that. I mean, what's happening right now is just as bad as what the. Will start to happen in the communist countries. I mean, if you have it doesn't matter if it's a government actor, if it's one guy that gets to decide what people get to read, well, how do you make decisions? I mean, it's simple as that. I mean, it's the most important thing in a country like ours, a Republican democracy, is to have an informed citizenry.
Yeah.
That is what the Founding Fathers believe. That's what's in the Federalist Papers. I mean, that's just simple. That is what our country was built on. That was the premise that America was founded on, that the citizenry was going to be have access to information to make informed decisions. If you don't have that, well, you don't have a country. Not at least the form that our Founding Fathers wanted.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're talking to Alan Beck. He is part of the team. The Young case, that he is the lead attorney in that case right now, which will have monumental importance here in the United States for the Second Amendment. We're discussing something else that's equally as important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says officers responded to a mass shooting at a garlic festival in less than a minute. Smithy says it's that quick response that certainly prevented more deaths.
Despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect, and the event ended very quickly.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is under attack from Democrats over blocking bills aimed at boosting election security. McConnell took to the Senate floor and defended himself.
In public, some of my colleagues quickly pivoted right back into hysterical accusations that only fan the flames of this modern-day McCarthyism.
The Kentucky Republican also says he's been consistently critical of Russia for years. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to attorney at law, Alan Beck. Alan, I know you want to talk about the California Constitution. Does it strike you here that, I mean, I see this from time to time where you have these two protected entities on the left, these two, the ID politics kind of thing, and they always seem to clash if you give them enough time. And that's what's happening with Tulsi Gabbard, right? She's clashing with Google.
Yeah, it's... I frankly don't have a lot of... I believe that overall...
Yeah.
The issue deserves deserves discussion, and we do need overall to do something about this. But I don't. I get them on the radio, so I should say too much of my personal feelings about Tulsi. But I just don't. I cannot find myself getting a lot of sympathy for her. I really think this is to a large degree a publicity stunt on her part to show how, you know, out there she is and committed right. to whatever it is she's committed to. I think a little bit more of a legitimate lawsuit is what's being done by PragerU. And they've laid out the legal issues considerably better than Tulsi has. I reviewed her complaint. It's frankly pretty sloppily done, and I think that either A, it has the publicity stunt, or B, she knows that, Dennis Prager's already spent the money and done the hard lifting, and his case got decided, these legal issues, and his case also is going to be heard by the Ninth Circuit long before the trial court rules in her case.
Right.
It's
perfectly okay if you can't manifest any sort of sympathetic feelings for Tulsi Gabbard. I have no problem with that at all.
I hope you understand.
I do.
That said, you know, I mean, she has filed a lawsuit. I mean, she has made some grievances. I just find a little bit ironic, though, that the left has been drinking of the censorship honey for so long, and now that it impacts them just a little bit, they're getting to see how it might not be the best idea to have one company effectively in charge of the vast majority of America's media dissemination. So there is a little bit of at least to me, a lot of my friends on the right who are attorneys, there's a bit of a sweet poetic justice here that she's beginning to finally wake up to what's going on this issue. But I think there's a lot more aspects to her lawsuit, and the California courts, every state has its own constitution. And, the California courts have also ruled on the state air law to the First Amendment. I think, and it's found that the right to free speech under the California constitution has a bit more teeth to it when applying it to a private actor. And so in a case called Cunard Shopping Center v. Robbins, 44 U.S. 71, 1980, if anyone wants to look up the site, is the court found that under the California Constitution, individuals may peacefully exercise their right to free speech in private shopping centers regularly held open to the public, subject to reasonable regulations adopted by the shopping centers. And that's why in California, if you're off doing your grocery shopping, you may see people without the consent of the shopping center, the grocery store, outside of the parking lot, or maybe in the sidewalk directly in front of the grocery store, pass out leaflets or having petitions signed, etc. And well, this part of both the Prager lawsuit and the Tulsi lawsuit has a little bit more teeth. I don't think at the end of the day it will prevail, because it's a bit of a radical thing for the one state to be able to get that much control over over an industry. But the California courts are known to be extremely aggressive on issues. So here what they're trying to do is expand that doctrine to private shopping centers all the way out to social media companies. And so what they'd be doing is a couple things. They'd be being asked to apply same principle as in the Trump lawsuit, which is a social media platform, when endorsed by a government actor, can be the same as, has to be treated the same as a traditional public forum, i.e. e.g. a park. And additionally, it's being asked to expand the scope of the California Constitution to find that that social media platform you know, the carbon reductions is analogous to being open to the public in the same way as the parking lot of a shopping center is. So that's a plausible argument. And that's something the court's going to at least need to spend a good deal of time thinking about. Now, with a company as big as Google, and obviously this is applied to Facebook as well, at least to a degree, you're going to see a pretty just massive litigation effort on their part. And I think their defense will be that they have countervailing free speech rights of their own, and they'll be under the federal constitution. And I can easily see this one manner or another going to the U.S. Supreme Court and need to decide it. And
I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the last break. Hold that. Hold that where you see this going after the U.S. Supreme Court. Talking with Alan Beck about social media, Silicon Valley, the way they're trying to run our life, the way they're trying to decide what you hear, the way they're wanting to influence your thought pattern. This is a very important thing for people engaged, maybe not as much, but there's not as many of us out there engaged. That's why we have low-info voters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Alan Beck, attorney at law. He's the lead attorney in the Young case. Now, before you tell us what happens when it goes to the Supreme Court, what other case? I know Stephen has got a bunch of stuff going on. You probably do too. What's going on?
Well, Steve and I have a few cases going on together right now. We are doing the first federal challenge to a knife ban in the United States. And right now in Hawaii, they have a ban on butterfly knives. I cannot find a single person to give me a good reason for, frankly, even a plausible reason why these things are banned. Yet I have a couple clients that have spent a considerable amount of time, learning how to use these things. They now live in Hawaii where they're not allowed to exercise their right to use a bearable arm of their choice. So we filed suit. Good friend of mine who is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu and knife fighting instructor in Oahu has volunteered his help as an expert witness. His name is Brooke Richardson. And we're going after that ban. I think based upon what Heller says and the jurisprudence has been laid out in the courts, the various state courts, I'm very excited about the case. I believe that we're going to strike down that ban. Actually, today we're going to be finishing off our Hawaii taser litigation. A few months back we overturned New York's ban on tasers, and we just got our expert reports today, and we sent them to the other side. And we're going to be filing for a summary judgment in our challenge to Hawaii's taser ban. So the last state after that is going to be Rhode Island. So we'll probably take a look at Rhode Island in the very near future. So it'd be a shame to leave one state threat of their rights less than lethal self-defense. A case we just finished up just a couple weeks ago is there was a ban on resident aliens to be able to apply for a concealed carry permits in Hawaii, and we argued that's a violation of the 14th Amendment right to equal protection, and the state of Hawaii conceded that that statute is unconstitutional. So right now we're dealing with waiting for that order to get filed with court, and we're doing the most important part, of course, for me, which is trying to get paid off the case after we've gotten what our clients wanted. It's a little bit of a joke. So that's our Hawaii litigation. We just filed a amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court to support a case called Mark Cheeseman's case. Mark Cheeseman is filing a case challenging the carry laws over in New Jersey, which, other than Hawaii, are the most onerous in the country. And our brief went through just a long history of what's happened in New Jersey and how they're just slowly, incrementally taking away a little more of our rights year by year, and how, while there was a law put in place quite long ago, the way that the carry law has been interpreted, their just file need requirement has just gone from where it was really just supposed to be your law-abiding person that wants a gun for self-defense, now where, well, you have to pretty much know somebody. So we've got that, and we've got a little bit of Freedom of Information Act litigation that's going out in D.C. We're suing the FBI because, as Bill, are you familiar with the Rat Back program in Hawaii?
Say it again?
The Rat Back program?
I don't know. I'm not aware of that one, no.
There is a program where if you want to buy a gun and possess a gun in Hawaii, you have to get fingerprinted and get put into a government database, FBI database. It's an incredibly egregious violation of every single Hawaiian firearm owner's rights. And the worst part is you have to pay about $45 to do this. And it turns out, somewhat strangely, the FBI may be disagreeing with the state of Hawaii's position that you can put an entire state's population into a database. So right now, as far as we can tell, the state of Hawaii has just been taking people's money for the past 2 years since the law has been in place. And they're holding on to the money, and they're not actually being allowed to put people into this database. They're just taking money and keeping it. So what we're doing is we're trying to make the FBI admit that its interactions with the state of Hawaii, admit that no one's actually in this database. So we can go back and hopefully get a lot of people their money back that have basically been ripped off by the state of Hawaii. So those are the most notable cases right now. We have a number of other ones that are in the pipeline, but we haven't filed them yet, so I'm not quite ready to talk about. Oh, we've got we're still challenging the bump stock ban that President Trump put into place.
Right.
Right now, that's we filed something called a petition for the Supreme Court to review that. And, we're just basically saying this is completely outside of the statutory authority that the machine gun law actually confers for the ATF to be able to interpret something as a machine gun. I mean, based upon this rule, I mean, basically anything that improves, any aftermarket item that improves rate of fire can arguably qualify as a machine gun. Now, we both know what a machine gun is, and so did the Congress, at least to a degree, when it passed the machine gun ban. It didn't mean that a rubber band or, a binary trigger, whatever, anything, that makes increases rate of fire is now a machine gun. And that's the ATF's position right now. So we're very hopeful that the Supreme Court is going to take review. And part of the reason is while we did prevail in the lower court, it was a 2-1, we got a very long dissent from Judge Henderson, who, frankly, is typically not the most sympathetic person judge towards firearms issues. However, even she was able to see that this is not, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's an arbitrary, capricious rule. And now that Judge Kavanaugh, Judge Gorsuch are on the bench, I think we're going to see a little more reasonableness in how the Supreme Court looks at what we call APA challenges. And it may do away with a whole heck of a lot of doctrines, including one called Chevron, which gives just way too much authority to the government to be able to, the administrative agencies, to determine what constitutes how to interpret a law. So
we're about to run out of time, so this means that we'll get to have you back. This is all by design, Alan, to get to have you back to, as this other stuff begins to unfold itself. Alan Beck, attorney at law, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours from now, then please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.